幸福落过家，嘎巴哇嘎巴哇哈瓦兰嘎昌森娘斯巴里茶。
Welcome, and today on the Queso, it's a day to catch up and reflect a bit. It has been a while since I've been able to produce an episode. I have moved a couple of times since our last time together, and I know I'm not the only one, so I don't want to dwell on it, but I have been going through some things in my life in the last year or so, from work pressures to family situations, yet I'm still grateful just to be here. I still have hope for the future, even though we never know how much time we do have left. I mean, I had a birthday a couple of months ago, and I am officially 1 year older than half a century. Do the math. But I'm happy to be alive, to be well, and I'm feeling a time of rebirth. As funny as that might sound to some people, you could say that's how I feel right now. It's been 3 years almost since the pandemic started affecting us all. And in those 3 years, man, there have been so many changes. I guess we all found out a lot about each other during that time. And at times we've been divided because of different beliefs about what's happening with the pandemic, about government, and about religion. There's just so much to be grateful for, though. I'm grateful for my family, for my home, and my health. It may be that I'm just older now and I appreciate it from a different perspective, or maybe situations do change us and make us hold on tighter to those things that are truly important. I mean, I see Russia attacking the Ukraine. I see people mourning their loved ones, losing everything. There's just so much pain in this world. I see racism, oppression, discrimination on a daily basis. But there is still a glimmer of hope in these times, and that's what keeps me going. Recently, I had the pleasure of attending an event at the Consulate of Mexico's office in Chicago. It was in the spirit of celebrating women on International Women's Day, and the sentiments I felt in that room were so inspirational to me. I mean, it was just nice to be out and about, see other people, be in an event like this. I mean, I've been out since the pandemic was out. You know, I've been out. I went to Lollapalooza last year. I've been out and about. But it was just like the atmosphere. You know, it was just like coming together, women, creative women. I mean, there was beautiful art displayed by the art collective Pintores Mexicanas. This music and song in Spanish and indigenous languages. You know, and as I stood there, I thought to myself, how beautiful it is to just come together as women, celebrate each other, and encourage each other to stand up what is right. You know, stand up for what is right in our homes, in our communities, even against tradition sometimes, as unpopular as that might be. I mean, to this day, there are still many women, maybe even women we know who may be suffering through domestic abuse. I mean, I know I was a victim at one time. And, you know, it's prevalent, whether it's physical abuse, emotional abuse, or both. I mean, we just don't know what people are going through. You should keep that in mind as we go about our days. You know, a simple hello can just lift someone's spirits, or a nice compliment about someone. You just don't know where people are at any given moment. And I like to believe that we still have some power to make changes, and that change begins with each one of us. You know, we're able to spread love, to share our blessings with others, to mobilize, to inform, to educate. These are all within our power. And of course, these things begin at home, right? With our family, with our children. This is where change begins. I mean, we have that kind of power, even though we may feel powerless at times because it's just overwhelming. But we cannot wait on the government to make changes for us or someone else to, you know, pick up the staff and lead us into the wilderness. It's just not going to happen. We are able to do that. And, you know, this always makes me remember one of my great personal heroes, Dolores Huerta, and her tireless work on behalf of farm workers. She, along with Cesar Chavez and the United Farm Workers, were able to negotiate the first collective bargaining agreement on behalf of farm workers with these giant corporations. I mean, farm workers would not have had a chance without them. You know, they didn't even have a voice. These big corporations were never going to give them a seat at the table. But because they mobilized, they moved, they informed, they were walking the streets, basically, going door to door, encouraging people, telling them what they were able to do, informing them of their rights. I feel like we can take, you know, that example and apply it in our everyday lives. It might not feel as grand as that, but we can certainly begin somewhere. And I guess this is a good segue for this month as we commemorate and celebrate Cesar Chavez. This is his birthday month. And as far as I know, it is not a national holiday yet, but it may be in your area or just in your community, or you can make that happen. Yeah, you can take the lead on something like that. That would be so wonderful. And before I play this excerpt and say goodbye to you, from Dolores Huerta as she speaks to women, I just want to thank you, all the people that stuck around as I was silent and moving about and handling things. Thanks for your following on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and of course here on the podcast, and to all those wonderful people that send me interviews and ideas. I'm still here and I'm not going anywhere. And I thank you so much for being with me, and talk to you soon. Until next time.
We honor the sacrifices and the lives of those that gave their lives so that we could have these benefits. We want to honor Coretta Scott King for all of the work that she did to get that Martin Luther King holiday, the national holiday. We want to honor Yolanda King for all that she did on behalf of women and children to stop abuses of both. But, you know, Dr. King said on this very stage, go back to your communities. Go back to the South. Go back to the North. And I'm saying also to the West, because we've got to continue to organize to fulfill that dream. Because you know what? If we don't do it, it's not going to happen. The only way that discrimination is going to end against people of color, against women, against our LGBT community is if we do it, which means that we've got to outreach to those that are not with us. We've got to educate them. We've got to mobilize them. We've got to motivate them. That's the only way it can happen. So I'm going to ask all of you, who's got the power? Let's say it loud and clear. We've got the power. I'm going to say, who's got the power? I want you to say, we've got the power. Who's got the power? Si, se, puede. Si, se, puede. Si, se, puede. Si, se, puede.